success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Your sincere efforts would surely bring sweet results. Welcome back to Module 4 of Data Handling. In this module, we shall try to understand pie charts, how to draw them, and to analyze them to answer a few questions based on them. Pie chart, also called as circle graph. A circle graph represents data in a circular form. A circle graph shows the relationship between a whole and its parts. It is divided into sectors. Each sector visually represents an item in a data set to match the amount of the item as a percentage or fraction of the total data set. How to draw a pie chart? In order to draw a pie chart, we may need the angle of each sector. And to find this angle, we use a formula. Angle of sector can be given as frequency of data by total frequency into 360 degrees. Let us try to understand it taking an example. Please scroll to slide number 8. Look at the question now. In a school, there are 750 students in year 1, 420 students in year 2, and 630 students in year 3. We need to draw a circle graph to represent the number of students in these groups. Well, children, according to the formula, we need the total frequency. That means we need the total number of students, which can be obtained by adding 750, 420 and 630, that is 1800 students. Now, let us find out for year 1. 750 students would correspond to what degrees? It is 750 divided by 1800 into 360. On solving, we obtain 150 degrees. Similarly, 420 students can be represented as angle by taking 420 divided by 1800 into 360. That makes 84 degrees. And 630 students can be calculated to obtain 126 degrees. If you move on to slide 9, you can see that the number has been represented as degrees and the pie chart has been drawn using a protractor. A few more questions follows in the slide. Now children, in case you are given the pie chart and you need to answer a few questions based on the pie chart. Now please scroll to slide number 13. Read the pie chart and answer the given questions. This pie chart gives us the number of beasts, animals, other land, birds, water animals and reptiles in terms of degrees. So degrees will not help us give the number. Hence, we will have to convert the degrees to numbers. Move to slide 14, you can see a table. Here in the table, the angle has been converted to number. Let us understand how we have done it. Consider the beast animals. Given the angle in degrees to be 60 degrees. Now, dear children, we know that the sum of the angle is going to be 360 degrees. Hence, the fraction will be 60 by 360, making it 1 by 6. Now multiply this fraction with the total number of animals in the zoo that is given in the question as 900. So 1 by 6 into 900 makes it 150. So the beast animals would count to 150. Following the same procedure, we may be able to find out the number of animals in the other land to be 400, birds to be 175,
water animals 125 and reptiles 50. Having known these numbers, answering the question will not be a problem. Look at the first question. What is the total number of water animals? Well, the answer then will be very easy. You can look at the table and answer it. The total number of water animals are 125. Look at the next question. By how much more are the beast animals than the birds? Well, we have calculated that the beast animals count to 150 and the birds are 175. So the difference 175 minus 150, that is 25. Dear children, you can move on to the slides to see a few more questions.
Do try to answer more questions on pie chart given in the worksheet. Dear students, instead of worrying about what you cannot control, shift your energy to what you can create. So help mold yourself to fly out like the butterfly when the cocoon breaks. Wait for the right time. See you soon in the next module. Till then, stay home, stay safe. Thank you, children.